How many of you out there caring for a family member or a friend with dementia? The Alzheimer's Association tells us it's unlikely dementia increases the risk of contracting COVID-19, but there are things we take for granted, like remembering to wash our hands or sanitize, which dementia patients may really struggle to keep track of because of their condition. So let's find out what you need to look out for if you are caring for a dementia patient or you have a relative with dementia, perhaps in these difficult times. Jonathan Shute, he's village manager at Livewell, and he joins us on the line now. Jonathan, good afternoon and thank you for being with us. What kind of behaviour in a dementia patient may increase their risk potentially of catching the coronavirus?
Afternoon, Joanne. Thanks for having me. Look, I think you've rightly said it in the beginning that, you know, dementia in itself is not going to pose a greater risk as a disease risk, but it's certainly the behaviours that are associated with dementia that does make it a bit of a challenge. And I think one of the most obvious is, you know, dementia is a complicated disease, but one of the most obvious symptoms which people are very familiar with is the forgetfulness that comes with dementia. And so simple things like washing hands becomes an incredibly challenging thing for somebody who has dementia. Staying hydrated is always a continual challenge for someone that has dementia. And both of those obviously very, very crucial in preventing the spread of this virus.
Yes. Tell me, Jonathan, is it practical to try to explain to a person living with dementia what this outbreak is all about? Or do you just go about monitoring that, and ensuring that their sanitization and hygiene measures are being strictly observed?
Yes, I think, you know, it's very dependent on the person. And I mean, as you can imagine, the disease of dementia is something that progresses with time. And so depending on where that person is in the disease progression would dictate to an extent the ability that they can understand what's going on around them. So, you know, I would tread carefully when it comes to explaining the intricate details of what's actually going on with the coronavirus at this point in time. But if somebody has the ability to conceptualize it, you know, work with that. But it is a bit of a tricky one, because we don't want to over panic and we don't want to add anxiety to people that are already dealing with a very tough disease.
Yes. What about sourcing medication during the lockdown? Is that of concern?
I think just a very practical tip for those people that are caring for people with dementia, you know, people that aren't fortunate enough to be in a specialized facility. I think definitely if you can obtain repeat prescriptions for months in advance, you know, in this time, that would definitely be a good thing to do, because we don't know the extent that this is going to go on for. We don't know how long this is going to go on for. So I think that's a practical, proactive step that families can take. Get those repeats ahead of time to ensure that supply is there. And you know, if you're needing to collect that medication for your family, it is still allowed as part of the lockdown procedure.
All right. For those who do have relatives in care facilities, as you mentioned, what should their expectations be of the measures those facilities should be putting in place to deal with COVID-19?
So, look, it's at this point in time, as you can imagine, there's been, you know, it changes on a daily basis, and we are obviously keeping very abreast with the relative authorities. I would just suggest people to pay close attention to what is being said by firstly the government, and in particular the Department of Social Development, which is the department that deals with the elderly, and pay close attention to the NICD, the Department of Health, the CDC, which is the authority in the USA, which provides very, very useful and practical guidelines that facilities should take, as well as the World Health Organization has proven to be a great resource to put together a proactive plan.
Just a last question. As of Friday, it seems unlikely to me that visits will be allowed at facilities where people living with dementia are usually housed. Given the fact that many of those visits will simply be cancelled outright for 3 weeks, what other contact do you recommend during this time?
Yeah, so we've actually shut the facility off to visitors from Wednesday last week, just as a proactive measure. But it is very important to do. As we said before, this is the most vulnerable population. We cannot take any risks whatsoever. So what I would suggest other facilities to do is to up the extent of their digital communication, video calls. You know, this this is an opportunity where we can really utilize technology to improve communication between the inside of these villages and with the loved ones outside. And I think if you look at what's been happening around the world, there's been wonderful, wonderful stories of how technology has been used for the first time, where, you know, elderly 80, 90-year-old people are making video calls and Skype and Zoom family conferences for the first time. And I think that's something we should all be looking to do.
Lovely speaking to you, Jonathan Shute. Thank you so much for that. He's the village manager at LiveWell.